shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go anywhere, everywhere, taking you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we're still here, and Keith Olbermann ain't. Well, we'll get into that later on in the program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. That was probably a shot that I didn't need to take, but we'll talk later because it's an interesting story. And, of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Go over there, get yourself a backstage pass. You can look at our video cast of our show. You can watch our radio show as we perform it every night at philhendryshow.com. And you've got thousands of hours of archived material to listen to and plenty of other things, including our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. We're going to start off this evening discussing, to some extent, the Mega Millions jackpot, which was, I believe, at least, you know, ostensibly it was awarded. I don't know if anybody's going to claim it, but a number was selected, and we'll see if someone has that number. I don't know what the exact number is, Bud. Maybe you can get that for us. We also have Robert Green on the line with us from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, because, you know, these tickets are drawn from a variety of retail outlets, and your place is no different, huh, Bob?
No, we've got a lot of people that will come in and play the not only the Mega Millions that you're talking about, but they also love to play the California Lottery. We've got our Pick Six. We've got a number of different games, a chance that people obviously are going to involve themselves in.
You know, when I get my car washed, I was talking to one of the girls at the counter, and I said, geez, I'm out of cash. I said, and I like to tip the guys that are, you know, washing the car. And she said, they love these lottery tickets. She said, why don't you buy a bunch of those?
Oh, yeah. Well, we all, I think, enjoy that.
Do you play these?
I do not, and it's just not anything that I think of. I think probably when you think about the lottery, you think about people who play the lottery. I guess you might think about people that are economically perhaps not as well off or don't have as much money as I do. I'm fortunate in my life that I've been a successful businessman.
But, you know, no matter how much money you have, there's all kinds of rich people go to Vegas, you know.
But Vegas is Vegas, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And while we all like a game of chance, to look at the lottery as something, anything other than what it really is, and what it really is, I think, for most people is... It is an opportunity to change their lives. I really see it that way. It is not an idle thing.
So when people are buying a lottery ticket, they're looking to do more than just win themselves a hand of poker, obviously.
Well, yeah, because you know there's a lot of money involved, and it depends on the size of the jackpot, obviously. But this Mega Millions jackpot, $650 million. That's a lot of money. And it's quite frankly a lot of money to put into the hands of people. I saw that you had linked it, and it's an interesting article. I do recommend it to people. The story there on Radar Online on how
the lotteries change people.
How the different lotteries have impacted people negatively.
Yeah, I've got it on our website. If you go to philhendryshow.com, you'll see. I think it's on the front page there, and we do link the Radar Online story about different people. By the way, it's pretty busy in your store tonight, huh?
I'm sorry, Phil?
It sounds as if it's busy in the store.
We're running a sale tonight, Phil, and we're open a little bit late. Yeah, we got a lot of people in the store tonight. We're always running a sale, though. It's not a very unusual thing to have lots of people in the store. It's something that I believe in personally, but we've always got a sale that we're running, and that's why we've got a lot of people in the store here tonight. I've got them nursing a little bit of a cold, too.
So you got to get home at some point. I want to ask you, Bob, we're talking to Bob Green from Fraser Foods. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Have you ever had a big jackpot winner at your store?
Nothing to this extent. Nothing, but we've had two people in the 11 years this store has been open. We've had a couple of people win upwards of $6 million each.
Wow. That's California?
That was in the California lottery, yeah. And that is something that, you know, you experience that. And it's a little tough, I can tell you, as a man who comes from a lot of hard work, and I do come from a lot of hard work, it is difficult to see certain people win these lotteries. And I was talking to Jim Stewart, who was one of my partners in the business. And I said, we were discussing the lottery. I said, you know, Jim, all the work that you and I put in to make this business the success that it is, and then you see some of these individuals who win the lottery, and, you know, last night they might have been sleeping behind your store, you know.
Well, there is a very definite rags-to-riches aspect to that.
Well, it is, but I'm not sure if it's a positive thing. And what I mean by that is this. When you hand a man who has been using drugs or has been unemployed or is not that ambitious, or maybe is just someone who never really was able to get much of an income in his life and he's been stuck in a certain level, and you hand him all that money, the kind of money that someone who works as hard as I do, for instance, might earn, or the kind of money, Phil, that you might earn in your business, when you hand a guy who is a lot of the people that come into our store to buy these tickets, I would be honest with you, they're either blue-collar people or they're unemployed. And I will say that some of them are probably dealing with a drug problem of some kind or a homeless situation of some kind. When you hand people like that a lot of money...
Well, there's a difference between a homeless guy and a drug-addled guy and the blue-collar guy that you're talking about.
Absolutely. The blue-collar guy is working, but they're both coming from the same orientation, which is they're not used to money. And the result is, a lot of times, it's pretty much the same thing. They get all of this money, and they suddenly begin to feel very empowered. Now, I can tell you, in the two cases that we've had at our store, when I... sold a winning lottery ticket to a man who, I think one of the $6 million tickets went to a guy who had been literally unemployed for 6 months. And before that, he'd been working a very low, a menial job as a grease monkey at one of these gas stations. And now he wins all this money, and he's coming into my store, and he's walking around in a new suit of clothes, and he's talking to the employees, and he begins to talk to me. And suddenly you notice something. Whereas once before he was someone that I would say, maybe I'd have to tell him to get out of the alley or shoo him away from the front of the store because he was scaring people. Now I have to give him respect. You see what I mean? Now I have to yes sir, no sir, because if you understand what I'm saying.
Did this happen?
Yeah, this was actually one of the individuals that won this was back in the late 90s. This guy had won a $6 million jackpot.
And he came into the store after winning this?
A few weeks after. He had, he'd taken the first payment. He had a new car. He had a new suit of clothes. And now he's in there and he's walking around. And I'm running back and forth getting him, I think he wanted to get a case of steaks. So we're running back and forth loading the car. And I caught myself in a reflection in the glass of the store as I was carrying a box of steaks out to this car. And I saw myself, and I remembered thinking, like, 2 months ago, I was telling this guy to get away from my store because he was scaring people. And now I am, you know, this is what this kind of buddy will do to a hardworking guy like me. Would you just give it to somebody?
Yeah, but you're the guy that's carrying the stakes, Bob. You know.
Well, what do you mean by that? I mean, I know what.
Well, in other words, he's in the store.
Yeah.
And he's a customer, and you are willingly.
He's a customer that I'm sure you're not going to turn down a customer that wants to buy a case of filet mignon, which is what it was. It comes frozen, and you cut it up.
Okay, but you're gladly selling that to him.
I don't have a choice. You're not going to turn that kind of business down. I don't have the choice. So whereas before I was able to come to work and I'd look at this guy and I could feel like I was better than him because I was. And now he wins the lottery and he's telling me what to do. That's all I'm saying. That's the destructiveness of these lotteries and giving people who are blue-collar or homeless or people like this all this money because they tend to start to walk around like they're big shots, and it's guys like me that take it in the net.
Well, I don't see where, and I'm not going to argue with you, but I don't see where you take it in the neck so much as maybe your pride's hurt, you know.
Well, maybe my pride's hurt. I'm going to say it again, Phil. Here's a guy that I had to tell him, either you leave the front of my store or I'm going to call the cops, and 3 or 4 months later, he can buy and sell me. That is not just my pride being hurt. That is absolutely not fair.
All right, Robert Green is with us. It's an interesting point of view, Bob. Hang on the line here. 877-876-7445. Robert Green has joined us as we talk about these lotteries, the Mega Millions, this particular lottery, $650 million. What's it like for a poor man or a blue-collar man or a man who doesn't have a lot of money to get that kind of money and then begin to lord it over a guy who used to have more money than he did? In the case of Bob Green and other business people who sell these lottery tickets to poor guys, and suddenly the guy's walking in, he can buy that store. Is it fair to the businessman who sold him that ticket? 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com. And we are with Robert Green from Fraser Foods in Buena Park. $650 million worth of Mega Millions money is up for grabs. And boy, does that jackpot get higher and higher each day. They've drawn another number. We'll see if anybody has that. We're talking to Bob about being a retail owner. As you are, Bob, and you own a lot of stores, and you sell a lot of these tickets. But this is more, it's a personal thing for you, right?
Yeah, it is. Personal, Phil. And as I mentioned, I was talking to a couple of our partners. Jimmy Hardwig is another guy that's been through the wars with me. And when you're selling these lottery tickets to, I don't mean any offense. You know, what a man does for a living is what a man does for a living. But, I make a certain income. Now, when a guy who drives a cab for a living, or I don't know, is a construction laborer, I don't mean any offense, but you can't expect me to be happy about the fact that now this guy is worth 3, 4, 5, 6 times what I am, and now what used to be a guy who would say, you know, where's the case of Bud, and have to pay me in, the crumpled bills he had in his pocket.
Okay, but so what is bad about that?
Well, what's bad about it is what is bad about it is there was a certain amount of pride that I had in being able to say to a guy like that, yes, sir, there's where the beer is, and someday you can be like me if you work really hard. But all of a sudden, this guy in 24 hours has got more money than me, and now I can't say anything to him other than I got to follow him around like I did this one gentleman. Because I'm not going to pass up that kind of business. So I've gone from being someone that was an example to him to someone who is waiting on him like a house blank. You know, I don't want to use the word.
No, there's no need to use a word like that. You're bringing it to a level that's a little... I don't think it needs to go to that level.
I don't mean to... I guess it...
It sounds like a super personal thing.
No, it's not personal. It's just there are... Just bring it back to that. There are field hands, and then there was the house you-know-what. And when a guy wins a lottery who used to be a cab driver, then he comes into my store and treats me like a house blank, it's really not the way it was supposed to be. That's all.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Trying to see this your way, it's a little hard when you use examples like that. Here's Victoria on the Phil Hendry Show. Victoria, go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I just had a quick comment. As far as being able to go ahead and purchase, with your last dollar, a lottery ticket and winning it, it's nothing that is considered as fair or unfair. It is what it is. I understand, he did go ahead and, work super hard to, you know, build up a store or, you know, manage a store, and I understand that. We have all worked hard, but you really can't, I guess, not belittle, but, you know, look down upon people that don't have more than you do. Because in reality, everyone is equal. And it just has, it has nothing to do with fairness or not. And I understand a lot of people think it's fair or unfair. I've heard of doctors winning lotteries, and of course people are like, hey, you know, that's super unfair. But I mean, it really has nothing to do with fairness.
The lady made a very good point. Why would it be unfair if a doctor wins one? You know, I'd like to see that. But here is what I'm trying to say, Victoria, and your points are very well made. The idea that I worked as hard as I did to get the money that I've got, and then a guy who was, I don't know, selling his firstborn so he could get a bag of heroin is suddenly now telling me to take the stakes out to his car, you know?
I doubt seriously, Bob, if that's the case. You know, you're taking it to an extreme.
Well, okay, I'm taking it to an extreme, but what if that was the case?
I would say that money might be a good thing for him.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's right. What is money going to do? How's it going to cure a guy who just sold an infant for a bag of meth? How's that money going to cure him?
Well, I don't know if it... Go ahead, Victoria. You might have a perspective on this since we're talking about kids. No, go ahead.
So, I mean, is that what happened? Is that what's going on? Because I, you know, I haven't...
Well, I'll tell you, the guy that won the lottery, there was a guy that won a $6 billion lottery from a ticket he bought in my store, ma'am, back in 1997. This guy, I would say, I don't know, within a month, I think they give you your first payment, but a month before, this was a guy that I would have to tell to get lost from the front of my store because he was scaring the female customers. And I would tell him, get your ass, excuse my language, get it out of here. Within 60 days, I was hauling boxes of steaks out to the trunk of his Cadillac.
Well, why, you know, you're saying this like it's something that was done to you.
Well, what do you mean? How was it not done to me?
You don't have to have the guy as a customer.
I'm not going to pass up that kind of business. So, of course, I'm going to fill the guy's grocery order. And here I am following a guy around who looks like Superfly because his business is that valuable. And again, I use the term house, and I don't want to...
Don't use that phrase, Bob. I just don't see how it's applicable, you know?
Oh, that's how I felt. Like I was part of the house staff, one of the house slaves.
A house slave. All right, Victoria, anything else?
No, not really. You know, just one last thing is that it is his choice to serve the customer or not.
Right,
so,
that's true.
I mean, at the end, it just boils down to, you know,
You led the lady into that opinion.
I didn't lead the lady into that opinion. That was the opinion she had. Thank you, Victoria, for your call. 877-876-7445. Here is Scott. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Am I talking to Phil here?
This is Phil Henry. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Scott. Who am I talking to on the other end
of this conversation? My guest is Robert Green.
Bob Green, sir.
Robert.
How can I help you? Yes, sir.
Mr. Green. This is Mr.
Yes, sir.
Scott.
Yes,
how you
sir.
Doing this evening? Okay.
I'm fine.
You know, we're burning daylight here, Scott. I've got to go to a commercial break. Tell you what, I want you to hang on for me, and Bob, you hang on for me as well, because we will eventually have to get into a break here.
I have something I want to say.
Well, hold on, and we're going to get into the break, and then I'll give you a chance to talk to the gentleman. Our number is 877-876-7445. I don't know how long it was going to take for us to... and since I don't really have a clock here, Bud, when are we going to get a clock in this place?
They've got one.
Yeah, I know, but it hasn't got any second hands on it, okay? Since we're talking to Robert Green about the Mega Millions jackpot, a new number has been selected. It's worth $650 million, if you're ready for that, $650 million. And it's a lot of money. Bob Green is talking with us about selling tickets to people who don't have that much money, or selling tickets to people who are homeless, or selling tickets to people who have blue-collar jobs. And just what that means to him, as far as he's concerned, it's kind of humiliating. 877-876-PHIL. And by the way, if you are a retail owner and you sell these lottery tickets and you have had the experience of selling a ticket to a guy who suddenly has money, does it humiliate you? do you feel bad that this guy can now buy and sell you? We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I wanted to say that.
I know, but we'll, hold on.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have on the line with us Robert Green from Fraser Foods. We're talking about a big jackpot, $650 million. They drew the name, they drew the number for that. And boy, oh boy, whoever wins that is going to be into a whole lot of money. How often are these tickets sold, Bob, where maybe it's two or three people, do you know?
I don't know, Phil. That generally is something that is agreed upon by the people involved. We'll sell a ticket to someone in a lot of ways. For me, it would be better if we sold it to, if one ticket went to three or four or five people, because it cuts down the amount of money. Because, again, I'm very happy to have the people come into the store and buy. If all they're doing is buying lottery tickets, I have to take that into consideration. I have to be aware of the fact that in a month or 2 months, this guy's going to come back into my store telling me to lug a case of steaks out to the trunk of his new Cadillac. And I've got to be ready for that.
And well, what do you have to be ready for?
Excuse me?
What are you trying to be ready for? You know.
Well, it's an assault. It's a brutal assault to the nervous system and to your pride when someone that you told, hey, if you get off of heroin and you stop drinking that wine, one day you could be like me, and now he can buy and sell you. That's a pretty tough thing for a lot of retailers to deal with.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm learning something new every day. Now we'll go back to Scott, who's been hanging on the line. Go ahead, Scott.
Mr. Green, I got to tell you this. This is not a fair world. The entire concept of fairness is an ideology between human beings. And we as human beings are in this world, and we have no control over the entire world. Fairness does not come in to the equation, all right? So if you've been stepped on because, no, you listen to me. Don't interrupt me. It's my turn.
What do you do for a living?
Let this gentleman talk, Bob.
So somebody,
well,
you feel like you've been stepped on because somebody won a whole lot of money. Now, instead of them being somebody you want to kick off your front business step, they're a customer in your store, and they could either buy your store, buy you, or sell you out. That just proves my point. This is not a fair world. This is not a fair world, and fairness has nothing to do with it. If I win $200 or $300 million tomorrow, and I show up over at your store, I could tell you to step and fetch, and you don't have a choice unless you want to quit and walk out. And that's just
what
the way it is.
But that's the point. That's the point I'm making, and Mr. Henry is a witness. You see what I'm saying? This guy just told me what he's going to do.
Why would you? Okay, let me ask you this. No offense to Scott. Why would you serve him?
I'm not going to pass up that kind of. That's got nothing to do with it. Why would I pass up that kind of business? So this guy's going to make me do a dance. Now, how fair is that?
Well, like the gentleman said, there is no fairness. But here's fair. If he shows up, Scott shows up with his $300 million, and he tells you to step and fetch, you can say, you know, I don't want to serve you. I don't want your. I don't know if you could. I don't know what would be the legal grounds for that.
But I wouldn't. You'd have to be out of your mind to tell a guy with $300 million to get lost. But the fact that he's going to make me jump around like I'm the house slave, I know you don't want me using the N-word, so I won't use it. is proving my point.
Proving your point of what? Anybody with money is going to go and buy something. They're going to buy a lot of something, as a matter of fact. They may, if you are lucky enough, you will be the recipient of their business.
Yeah, but I... So you're going to have me carrying stuff out to the trunk of your Cadillac? Is that what you're saying, sir?
Yeah.
Do you understand? Have you ever been to jail? I don't know if you have or not. I have. I've been in jail once in my life when I was a young man.
You well, I'll tell you what. If you, were,
you know what
if
happens
you were
when
jail,
you're young and you get manhandled in a jail cell? That's what you want to do to me in the retail sense.
Oh, come on.
If you were in jail with me, you'd be my buddy.
There you go. Did you hear what he said?
Well, Bobby, you're sort of walking into that, okay?
No, I'm not walking into any. There's no way I turned down a guy with... So, in other words, in order for him to protect me in jail, I'd have to be his girlfriend.
You don't have to be. You know, you can fight back or you can...
No, you don't get it. You don't get the politics of jail.
How is it that we're talking about jail when we're talking a minute ago about the lottery? Thank you very much for your call, Scott. That part I don't get. Let's go over here to Jay on the Phil Hendry Show. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much. This is blowing so out of proportion.
I'm not talking about jail, Phil. I'm talking when he brought that up.
No, you brought up jail as... Excuse me, Jay. Go ahead, man. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. It's just... It's so crazy that it shows the greed. But, you know, this is an opportunity for anybody to win something that would be huge. And I truly believe that... something, you know, divine is going to control who wins that. And if not, you know, but, you know, to not sell meat or something to somebody and he doesn't want you to carry it out to his car, that's ridiculous. I mean, somebody's going to get this.
I don't want to be somebody's butler. Why do I have, you're asking me and Phil's telling me that I've got to stand there like Anthony Hopkins and...
I'm not going to ask.
No, I mean,
butler. I'm going to probably throw you a couple of $100,000 and say thanks. You know, I mean, that's how our attitude should be. We just got blessed with something that's crazy, and the lottery does do good for some, you know, educational things. I hope
you're going to throw me $200,000 like you're going to throw me $200,000 like I'm some little kid on the sidewalk. See, that's
no,
what I mean.
Not,
I know you
not,
mean
not,
well.
Not.
I know you mean well. I know you mean well, but turning me into Anthony Hopkins in Remains of the Day. Did you ever see that movie, Phil?
Yeah.
You saw what a pathetic slob he was, right?
Go ahead, Jay.
I'm talking about
Remains of the Day.
I know the movie. Yeah, I'm waiting for the gentleman to say something here. I apologize.
Well, I mean, in Remains of the Day, Anthony Hopkins was a loser. He was a loser.
Yeah. And he plays a great role.
Right, but that's the character, and that's what happens to me when one of my customers that 6 months before was walking in here with three babies in a stroller and not enough money to buy a bottle of milk, now she's got all this money, and she's got me following her out to her car like I'm some loser in a long-tailed coat.
Well, Phil, you know...
Well, why wouldn't you
something.
Be happy for that? I don't understand why you wouldn't be happy for that person and why you wouldn't say, oh, that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
All right, sir, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Hugo on the Phil Hendry Show. Hugo, go ahead, sir.
Bob, we all work for money. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So,
I'm sorry?
We all work for money. Would you agree? Do you hear me?
I think some of us do.
Most of us work for a paycheck. Okay. Whether you're a business owner, whether you're working from 9 to 5, we all work for money. And life.
Well, but some people don't work. What do you say about the people that don't work?
That is besides the point. We're all in this for money. The people that are on welfare, the people that are on, you know, taking advantage of the system, that's besides the point. I'm talking about somebody that works, somebody that, you know, wants to better themselves. We all work for money, okay? Life is not fair. I'm a 21-year-old illegal Mexican that came into this country with no way to go, brought here without me knowing what I was going to do, okay?
You're illegal?
So I am an illegal.
You got to be kidding me. I don't have to. Life may be unfair, but I don't have to deal with you. You ought to be in jail.
Okay.
Life's unfair. Maybe life's unfair.
That is exactly why life is unfair. Now, I get up every morning and
No. There's a solution to your there's a solution to you. It's called calling immigration. There's no solution to some guy winning $600 million and telling me to take steaks out to his car. I got to bend over and smile while I get it.
Okay. Well, you don't have to. Just like, I mean, if I go into your store and I walk in with $500,000 and I say, here you go, take this out to my car, please, I mean, what are you going to do then?
Call ICE.
Okay. What do you have against me? They're going to laugh at you. There's 12
you're
million
illegal.
Of us. 12 million
you're illegal.
Of us.
You're illegal.
12 million of us.
I don't know. I'm dealing with you. You're illegal.
I mean, it's like I got all this money, and I mean, just saying.
Well, you may have a lot of, you know what the good news about that is? I'm still going to get your business, and I hand you over to immigration.
The thing is, I mean, that's why he's treating you like a little beep, because you are a little beep. And that is exactly why you're
Well, you know, if you come into my store, if you came into my store with $200 million and you start getting me to haul steaks out to the trunk of your Cadillac, and then I find out that you're illegal, oh, man.
Okay, Bob. I mean, this has turned into a class war between you and the people that come into your store.
No. I don't play that. No, you're not going to stick down with me. This is not a class
war. I mean, if I were a different ethnicity, then you'd still be that same way with me, and then I wouldn't even be going into your store. I'd be finding a way to make your life
impossible. You told me you're illegal. That's all. I'm just telling you that as an illegal, you don't even have the right to that $200 million. And that's the other thing. They should check these people before they buy a ticket.
Oh, yeah, right, to see what their citizenship is?
Yeah, or before they collect it.
Okay.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen.
That's exactly the reason why I didn't buy a lottery ticket. I guess it's good. I didn't play the lottery because, like...
I just want to be clear, sir. Are you saying that I'm somebody's house slave because I don't... Because, in other words...
I mean,
just
the kind of person you are. You got to look in the mirror and examine yourself because... You're being a little hater to somebody that won a substantial amount of money. If somebody had a bigger business than you, you would still be upset. You know, it's not my fault your life sucked. It's not my fault you went to jail. It's not my fault you didn't win the lottery.
Look at it from my point of view. You come into my store, and I know you're illegal, and I give you a break, and I say, that's okay, whatever your name is.
Okay,
you can hang around. Whatever. And then the next day you come in and you've won the lottery, you got $600 million, and you're telling me to go and get you a case of champagne, get all the filet mignon, and of course I'm going to say yes. And
So you're going to humble yourself into this Anthony Hopkins character you were making fun of, but it's this guy's fault.
Yeah, he's illegal, and he's coming in, and he's running me around. He's dropping the soap on the tile, you know what I'm saying?
He's dropping the soap on the tile.
Yes. That's what's happening.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I hope I don't ever go into your business, but...
Thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Bob, I'm having a difficult time understanding the rationale here.
There's no rationale, Phil. All I'm telling you is I worked hard for my money. Now there are homeless guys and blue-collar guys and illegals and all of these people who are worth $600 billion... And I've got to stand there and smile and go fetch the extra big bag of Depends, and because they still have all the kids, you know.
All right, hold on. 877-876-7445. They still have all the kids. Robert Green with us here from Fraser Foods in Buena Park as we talk about the Mega Millions jackpot of $650 million. And when you are a retail business and you're like Bob, you're selling the ticket to somebody who might have been homeless, might have been blue collar, might have been poor, and suddenly they've got a lot of money. He says it's a painful assault to their pride to see some guy that was poor having more money than them. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, he did. So you see, this guy came in.
Well, yeah, his name is Fred. Help Frank out, will you? Tell him his name is Frank, Phil. He won this lottery about over 10 years ago. He comes into the store, and now he's coming in. I don't know if he's listening to the broadcast. What do you think? Yeah, all right. He needs a case of that mum champagne.
A case of mums?
Right. I'll take it up. See, he gets a kick out of it, and this is the point that I'm trying to make. When I say to you, someday you can be like me, you can be successful like me, someday you can actually do something to contribute something to this world, but until that time, you are an eyesore. You are hanging out in front of my store, you look like hell, and you're scaring people. Now get the hell out of here. When I say that to you, and then you turn around and you win $600 million, and you're coming into my store like this guy, Frank, just did. Yeah, Frank. Telling me to, you know, hop too, like I'm the houseboy. And of course, now, to answer your question, Phil, yeah, of course I've got to hop too like the houseboy, because this guy means a lot of money to this business. So I've got to grin and nod. And then go up to my office at night when business is over and everybody's gone and no one can see me. And there are nights when I break down and cry because I feel as if I've just been passed around a shower. I know you don't...
These jail references are really wrong, man. You know, I mean, you're talking about jail rape, basically. That's what you feel like. You know, you're putting this off on some experience you had and it's just continuing now in your business, your professional life. Somebody comes in and you're crying because you had to show this man deference where at one time you told him to get lost. I think it's got more to do with the fact that you lorded it over somebody and now you don't get to do that anymore. And it bothers you.
Of course it bothers me.
Why?
Because I used to be an example of what a man ought to be, and it doesn't make any difference. This guy, who would have sold his firstborn equal weight in crack, you don't get it. You know, you have to be a guy like me to get it. And I say this with the greatest of respect, Phil.
Well, I happen to think I'm a quality man.
Yeah, okay. All right, Phil. I no doubt you are, but... Have you got my kind of money?
No, I don't.
All right.
So that means I'm not a quality guy.
Have you got my kind of money?
No, I don't.
I rest my case.
877-876-PHIL here on the Phil Hendry Show as we talk to Robert Green. Let's go to a phone call. And we got a lot of people hanging on, and we do appreciate you guys hanging with us. Here is Rick. Go ahead, Rick. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob Green.
Yeah, hi, Bob. A couple words.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of the word
customer
service? Okay?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you should be pleasured that these people come into your establishment. And also, the fact that you have a choice. You have a choice to sell those lottery tickets or not. You don't have to sell those. Okay?
I don't. You're right. I don't.
You have a choice, so don't sell them. If you don't want
to... No, I'm not throwing money away if that's what you're asking me to do. I'm not going to do that.
Well, yeah, but you're also throwing in money away if you're going to be judgmental against those people who come into your store, who buy things from you to make money.
I'm not being judgmental. I don't judge them to their face when they leave and business is over for the day. Then I'm alone with my own demons, yeah.
Alone with your own demons.
Your choice, dude.
How do you figure that's my choice? Is it really your choice? Let me ask you. Here, I'm going to give you I'll give you a good example. If I said to you, Rick, you just won $650 million, but it's your choice whether you want it or not, you're going to look at me like I'm crazy. You're going to say, of course there's no choice there. Well, the same with me. You say it's my choice. No, it isn't my choice. Of course I want to sell that guy $3,000, $4,000 worth of groceries every time he walks in here.
Right, well, then you've got to make your money. If you don't want to sell that in that area, move your store and take it to another area there at more money.
But the point is, when I do take his business, I've got to walk around with the bent back like some butler.
Okay? No, you don't. You can have other people do it who work for you. Okay?
But here's the thing. They always want me to do it. They always say, oh, no, I want Bob to do it. And I feel like, forgive me, Phil, you don't like me using these images, but I can't think of anyone. I feel like Uncle Ben, if you've seen the guy on the box of
Cream of Wheat. Come on, being so judgmental. First of all, do you have any kids of your own?
Yes, I do.
Okay, are they successful like you?
They're not successful like me, no. I don't think I could take that, and I know that that's bad to say.
You couldn't take it?
You couldn't take it. You
raised
your kids wrong then, Bob.
How did I raise my kids wrong?
Because
how did I raise my kids
wrong? You.
I don't want them to be like me. I don't want them to be like me.
You want them to be successful like you want other people?
Not as much as me. I don't want them to be successful like me.
Well, that's weird. No wonder you're having problems with your customers.
Yeah, I think you have emotional problems that you need to deal with a psychologist. Because if I was in your town, if I was in your town and your store, I wouldn't go in your store.
You wouldn't go in my store. Why? Because what? I sold you a lottery ticket.
You're so judgmental of people.
Are you trying to tell me... Are you trying to tell me that you're going to bypass the sale prices, the quality food, the quality service, because you think I'm you're going to say to your wife, let's not shop there, that guy's judgmental.
Yeah,
she's going to excuse me for saying this, she's going to think you're some kind of a queer.
The last half hour, I've been hearing you on the radio. Okay?
She's going to think that there's something wrong with you, like you're gay.
No, she isn't. Because she's going to respect me and not respect you. Because you don't like the people who hang out at your store.
Right. You're going to tell your wife, let's not go in that store because the guy in there is judgmental. And she's going to think that they revoked the chest hair on you.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Bob Green coming back right after this.